Welcome to our service for the seventh Sunday of Easter, the Sunday after Ascension Day. As I mentioned in Thursday's online reflection, this Sunday is a bit like Easter Sunday, a time when the church holds its breath, waiting for an explosion. In this case, the wonderful explosion of the power of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, in a week's time. First, though, we remember the events of Thursday and Jesus' exaltation to the right hand of the Father. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Our first hymn is All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Today's epistle reading, St. Peter writes, Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Cast your anxiety upon him, because he cares for you.
Let us confess our sins to Almighty God.
Merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been, Help us amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to the Father.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to the Father.
To him be glory forever.
To him be glory forever.
Alleluia, amen.
Alleluia, amen.
Glory to God, glory to God, Son of the Father.
Glory to God, glory to God, Son of the Father.
To him be glory forever.
To him be glory forever.
Alleluia, amen.
Alleluia, amen.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to the Spirit.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to the Spirit.
To him be glory forever.
To him be glory forever.
Alleluia, amen.
Alleluia, amen.
Alleluia, amen.
Alleluia, amen.
The Collect for the Seventh Sunday of Easter. O God, the King of Glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. We beseech you, leave us not comfortless, but send your Holy Spirit to strengthen us, and exalt us to the place where our Saviour Christ is gone before, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first reading is from Acts, chapter 1, verses 6 to 14. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. When they had entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying, Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. This is the word of the Lord.
Our second Bible reading is from the first epistle of Peter, beginning in the fourth chapter. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you. but rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power, for ever and ever. Amen.
Of the Lord, the Holy One is here. Come bow before him now with reverence and fear. In him no sin is found. We stand on holy ground. Still for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One is here.
Distilch kans gogonian Christa hin on kirchler hungry. Velus qua sanctae dan marius splendor. Soileth mara berth, distilch kans gogoniant Christa hin un kirchle urchen gri.
Be still for the power of the Lord is moving in this place. He comes to and here to minister his grace. No work too hard for him. In faith receive from him. Be still, for the power of the Lord is moving in this place.
This week's reflection is another of those written by Richard for the support of friends in this time of lockdown. As some of you will know, Richard writes these mostly for use in the evening. We found it works well if Richard writes them and I read them for these services. So that is what we will do again today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I find this evening that my thoughts are turning to what I call living in the moment. Before this pandemic hit us, we had the ability to look ahead, plan ahead, and think of things to come. I did it as much as anybody. I looked forward to the warmer weather, when playing golf in a short-sleeved shirt is great, or to the beginning of the bowling season. On reflection, It seems to me we spend a lot of time looking forward. About the phrase, it'll be great to go on holiday, or when this or that happens. There's nothing wrong in looking forward. But let us not forget also to live in the present. In one sense, this pandemic has taught us not to look too far forward, because that has been taken away from us. What we have been given is the great gift to make the most of every single day. We see that in all the feelings we share, and it is quite wonderful. Living, trusting, and absorbing every minute of each day is living life to the full. Because we really cannot plan ahead, we are living every moment in the here and now. In the Bible, in John chapter 10, Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Let us live every minute of each day as it comes, not looking back and not looking forward, but living now. Amen. As our Saviour Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Gweddion, let us pray. Ein tad, yr hwnnwyd yn y nefoedd, sancteiddi'r dy enw, dylir dy deyrnas, gwnylir dy wyllus, megis yn y nef, felly ar y ddear hefyd. Dyrw i ni heddiw ein bara beunyddiol, a maddau i ni ein dyledion, fel y myddeiwn ninnau un dyledwyr. Ac nac arwain ni brofedigaeth, eithyr gwared ni rhag drwg, canes eiddo tiw'r deyrnas, a'r gallu, a'r gogoniant, yn oes oesoedd. Amen.
On this Sunday after Ascension Day, we pray, Risen and ascended Lord, you have promised to be with us always. Teach us to be aware of your presence and to abide in your love, that we may walk in the way that leads to glory, where you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. We pray for all who have spent the last 8 weeks in isolation, and we pray especially for those who are finding this time difficult, those who are lonely or depressed. God of heaven and earth, in these times of isolation, apart from loved ones, distant from friends, away from neighbours, thank you that there is nothing in all of creation, not even coronavirus, that is able to separate us from your love. Sustain and support the anxious and fearful, and lift up all who are brought low, that we may rejoice in your comfort. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all those who are suffering from COVID-19 in this country and around the world. God of compassion, be close to all those who are ill, afraid, or in isolation. In their loneliness, be their consolation. In their anxiety, be their hope. In their darkness, be their light. Comfort and heal them and restore them to health and strength. And we continue to pray for our family and friends who are having to cope with other illnesses, and for those who are having to deal with the loss of a loved one at this difficult time. Be with them, Lord, in their moments of sorrow and despair, and help them to find the grace which lies on the other side of grief. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for medical workers everywhere. Restoring and healing God, thank you for medical workers everywhere. Give skill, sympathy, and resilience to all who are caring for the sick, and give your wisdom to all those searching for a cure. Strengthen them with your spirit, that through their work many will be restored to health. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray for our world. We pray that these extraordinary times may lead to deep and necessary changes in how our world works, that we may address the injustice of a life expectancy being determined by geography, that we may realise how connected we all are, so that we can work together to create a community and a world that we all want to be a part of. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And finally, we pray for our church here in West Wales. We pray for our Bishop Joe, our Archdeacon Eileen, our LMA Dean John, and for Matthew, Judith, John and David. We thank you for their ministry and for their guidance. And we pray for your church, which is having to find new and innovative ways to communicate with its members, and which may be distant, but are still present, virtual, but are still connected, apart, but are still there to help when needed. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
A blessing for Ascension Tide. May God the Father, who has given to his Son the name above every name, strengthen you to proclaim Christ Jesus as Lord.
Amen. May God the Son, who is our great High Priest, passed into the heavens, plead for you at the right hand of the Father.
Amen. May God the Holy Spirit, who pours out his abundant gifts upon the Church, make you a faithful servant of Christ our King.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you, this day and always. Amen.
Upon the throne.
I hope you enjoyed today the latest of Richard's reflections. It was on the theme of making the most of your time in lockdown, and Richard is actually putting out one each day, and I'm sure he'd be happy to send one to you if you'd like to receive it. In fact, lots of people from our congregations are doing amazing things in lockdown. For Sam, these services and the website have been pretty much a full-time job. He's the webmaster and the sound engineer as well as the pianist. We are grateful to him. But I know also of one parishioner who is building a steam launch in his garage under lockdown. Another one who is carving wildlife sculptures in his shed. One who has taken the opportunity to write a memoir for his children. And I myself have finally sent off an article for publication to Shakespeare Quarterly. They'll be sending it back any day now. I've been very touched too by the ways in which I have heard that people are looking after each other in this time of difficulty, offering help which can range from delivering groceries or medication to a simple phone call for a chat. Perhaps some of you have taken to writing poetry. Who knows? For our look on the bright side today, we have another poem from the inimitable Les Barker. This is Disaster at Sea. It was a calm, still day in Yarmouth, the channel clear and wide, and the last of the timber sailing ships sailed out on the evening tide. They never saw that ship again. They searched when it was light, but that fine old timber vessel sank that clear and peaceful night. No one knows what happened on that night in 1910, but the crew and her cargo of woodpeckers were never seen again.